Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. I'm the regional manager in the area. Am I speaking with Evan?
Yeah,
Hey, Evan, how's it going?
hi. It's going.
Awesome. Did you have any questions with what Tara was going over with you on the system that was working?
Well, yeah, mainly pricing.
Okay. Pricing. Yeah, let me get into that right now for you. She did mention that you're trying to get verified on Google. I'm bringing that pricing page up right now. Is there something
Yeah,
that's
also
going
I
on
am
with
trying
it?
to. Yeah, I'm trying to get verified on Google, and it's tough because there's nobody you can call.
Yeah.
Like how are you supposed to? Because it's not like they're actual. You know, when I take the video and stuff to get verified, I click like the done button, and it doesn't
Right.
do anything. It's not functioning properly. So it's like. And I've done it on the computer and the phone, so it's like on their end. And then some places I see it's verified, some places I see the verification needs to be like to be revised, or it
Yeah.
needs to be verified. It's a total nightmare. It's a mess.
Yeah, I could definitely see your frustration with that. Because there's nobody to really talk to as well to say, hey, what's going on? Is it verified or is it not type deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is a little tough, especially because Google doesn't really deal with the public. They don't have, I would say, the best customer service. That's why they use their Google Channel partners as us to really handle the concerns with public, and then we can deep dive into the situation that's going on here. So we'll reach out to them. We'll ask them, hey, what's going on with Evan's Google business profile here? He tried to get verified already. It seems like you guys sent him a video verification and he sent it in, but there's some confusion because there's some areas that says, that he is verified, but then there's some that says that it's not. Tara did mention that you have the wrong address on your verification. Is that correct? On your Google business profile, is that correct? Are you in Hudson, Florida? Three,
No,
four.
I'm not. Thanks.
Okay. So that could be an issue. All right. Let me see here. Let me get the right address here for you. What's your,
Can
what?
you hold on a second? I have
Yeah,
another
absolutely.
call coming in.
Yeah, no
Sorry.
problem. Yeah, you can put me on hold.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello, I'm still here.
What company is this that's calling me?
We're Local Splash, so we are Google Channel partners. And I can send you
Okay.
our website if you would like that as well, so that way you can see our Google Channel partner certification on our website. That's not a problem. But yeah, we've been in business for 18 years, since 2004, so a little over 18 years, right? But we've been working close with Google since then. We help people, business owners that are in your situation as well, a service-based business that really has trouble getting on the first page of Google and getting verified. And we really help them get customers on a consistent basis. Okay?
Okay. That's
All
good to
right.
know, because it's funny, the other call on the other line actually was someone else talking to me about my business. And the guy sounds super sketchy. Like, it literally sounded like, you know, like he wasn't in this country, and it was just strange. So, like I said,
Yeah, so I mean, I'll tell you like this. There's thousands of companies that are an SEO company that claim they can do what we do, right? But if they can't prove it to you, if they can't show you that they have a certification with Google, I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, you're just going to spin your wheels there, and you're going to get even more frustrated and probably lose more money investing into that. Because one thing about us, we can get you verified and on the first page of Google within 30 to 45 days. Okay. If you're not a partner, it usually will take somebody 3 to 6 months for you to even see results. And that's if they can get you on the first page. Trust me, I've heard horror stories. Like I said, we've been doing this for a while. So I've heard horror stories like that. So, But I do see that you do have a Facebook page. Did you just start this Facebook page? Because, I mean, you only have, like, 2 likes and 2 follows on here.
So I opened it when I started the website, and I never, like, pursued it after that.
Okay.
But I got to, you know, there's a whole bunch of people I can reach out to.
Yeah, okay.
To make the page, you know, make it a little bit more people on the page.
Yeah. Yeah, you can invite people to and let them know, like, hey, like my page and stuff like that. But one thing that we do specialize in is, one, helping you get on the first page of Google. So somebody that's searching your services, you'll populate on that first page and they can call you directly, right? It's not a pay-per-lead or a pay-per-job or anything like that. It's just a flat monthly rate. But this is why you're going to love it, and this is why this will work for you. Is because the people that do go on that first page of Google and they don't buy, maybe they get busy, we put a retargeting campaign together on Facebook, so now they can see you on Facebook and on Google. And now you become more relevant and your conversions are a lot higher than what they are right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Do you understand how that works? I just want to make sure you understand how that system works for you.
No, yeah, it does make sense.
Okay, cool. So, Evan, I do want to say that everything here, I'm going to get into pricing because I know you already asked for it. Everything here is just a flat rate, like I said. It's a month-to-month program, all right? That's what our clients love to be in, is the month-to-month program. Your flat rate would be $249, and that's just month-to-month, okay? So I did give you a new in business credit here, because you just started this Facebook page, so I'm just going to give you the new in business credit. I'm also going to send to you right now a link with our website, so that way you can see actually who we are, because I did say I would send that over to you as well. Okay?
Yeah.
So I sent that link over to you. You're going to see the package that I gave you. You're going to see the discount that you're getting on that. Go ahead and click on that link. It should say take control of your online presence at the top. Let me know when you're there and I'll walk you through this.
Okay.
You on that? Okay. So if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the proven success. Like I said, we've been in business for over 18 years. We do business across the country on all 50 states. So we've helped over 10,000 business owners in our career here. If you scroll down a little bit more, you'll see that Google Ads partner. You can click on that icon and it'll tell you more on why we are Google Channel partners. But I told you, it wasn't lying. Okay. I just thought to make sure you see that. So when you go down to the SEO packages, there's 4 packages we have here. There's the Pro, Platinum, Platinum Premier, and then the Ideal. I gave you that Platinum package, okay? That pairs up the Facebook ads with that as well. Now you can see it's $599 with the $299 setup fee, okay? Today, I've quoted you $249, and I'm actually going to waive the setup fee because, one, you already have a Google Business profile that's in process. We just need to – you've already done the legwork for us. You already have a Facebook page built. You already have a website. You already have a Google Business profile that's in process. We just need to figure out what's going on with it, and then we can populate that to the first page. So I don't think it's fair for you to – get charged a setup fee when you already did the setup for us, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I did quote you that $249, so I am saving you around $350 a month in that. And that $249 price is what you would pay as long as you're with us. So you would never pay more for the services that I have offered you today, okay? We're not going to get you excited about this in the first or second month and you're like, this is a great service. And I call you back and I say, hey, Evan, all right, next month it's $599. No. All right. You're grandfathered in at the $249 price. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, do you want to give this a shot so that way we can get that thing,
So, and then also, well, if I wasn't interested in the, you know, being the first one up on Google, you know, what would be the cost of just getting verification and, you know, basically just making the stuff function, not being the first ad on Google, I guess?
It would be $199.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be $199. So it would be $199 month to month.
Month to month, what, to set it up? You know, basically, you know, the issues that I'm having at the moment.
Yeah, so it's a month-to-month service. So you could do it like this. Once you are certified and everything like that, if you don't want to be on that first page of Google, you just want to get it all certified and everything, you can cancel before the next billing date is due. So there's no cancellation fee. There's no early termination fee or anything like that that we have here. So we can set it up for you for $199, and then let's say today's the 25th, so September 22nd, 21st, you would just call us and let us know, hey, I just want to cancel the service, I'm verified, thank you. And then no harm, no foul, and we say, okay, no problem, right?
And you said that was $199 to do that?
Yes, sir.
And the regular, you know, just... And then the other service you offered was $250 or $249, and that was including the setup and then also placing, you know, my website at kind of the head of
Yeah. So the $199 comes with placing you on the first page already as well. The $249 is really where you're going to get the most bang for your buck, is because I included some Facebook in there for you as well. So that way we can retarget people that haven't bought from you yet. So that's where you'll get more customers to call you directly. I mean, for an extra $50 a month for us to do that, it's well worth it because we can target specific cities and zip codes with Facebook as well and really get you into that ideal target market that you're looking for. But if you just want the verification, it's up to you. If you just want the verification, we can do the $199. But I'm just saying the bang for your buck is really where you're going to get the Facebook ads as well. So it's really your call on that one.
Yeah, you know, I guess can I downgrade from the $250 to the $199 if need be? Because I really don't know, you know, mm-hmm. like, winning jobs on Facebook, you know, a lot of times I've always find with, you know, joining Facebook groups in the area, you know, like community pages and stuff, and someone puts up something, you know, oh, I'm looking for an electrician, and then you get like 8 electricians, you know, saying, call me, and, you know, other people are recommending other people, so, you know, I don't know how much, like the actual advertisement on Facebook itself for an electrician would be beneficial for the extra $50 a month.
Do you
guys have any numbers or stats?
I definitely understand how you feel. Usually when we have, because our electricians that we work with, they have the same thing. They're like, man, I've been in these Facebook groups before. It's just not profitable. They have all these other electricians hanging out in there ready to pounce on the fresh meat, right? we're not going to put you in those Facebook groups. We're actually targeting people. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying like how we work with them. So that way you kind of get a gist of it. We're not going to put you in those Facebook groups. We're actually doing high targeted people that have already searched for your services. So what they have found is that they actually get more quality jobs of people calling them instead of just posting on Facebook. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess that makes sense. I don't know, you know, it doesn't make too much sense to me, I guess. You know, like
what's your concern with the Facebook ads?
No, I'm just trying to, you know, weigh them to see if it's worth it or not.
Right. Yeah. Have you had, have you done anything on Facebook before or gotten jobs from there at all?
No. Like I said, you know, I really haven't set up Facebook at all, but I know from, you know, previous experience of like, you know, the electrical contractors that I've worked with before, you know, I was pretty close with the bosses and we were a small company. So, you know, that would be stuff I would have insight on, or I would belong to, let's say, the town page and, you know, someone would be looking for an electrician in that town and I would recommend us in a way, you know, so.
Gotcha.
And then from my experience on Facebook, looking up, you know, I don't even know that whole process of looking up an electrician near me, you know.
Yeah, so that would happen on Google. So we're targeting.
Yeah, no, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Have you ever looked up let's put it this way. Have you ever looked something up on Google before? Like just let's say you wanted to buy something. What are you into? Hobbies? Are you into golf or something?
Fishing, you know.
Fishing. Okay. Have you ever looked on Google for new fishing poles or hooks or anything like that? And then when you get off of Google and you go on to like a Facebook or your social media page, you start seeing advertisements for all this fishing stuff?
Yeah. No, I have.
Yeah.
Does it use cookies off of Google, I guess, to give you ads on Facebook?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That makes sense.
And that's how we would be able to track who's searching on Google for the stuff. And then now they could be like, well, I'll do this later, right? They looked at your website or they looked on Google and then they go to Facebook and they get distracted. And now your ad is popping up in front of them. And then they're like, oh, I do need to get that done. So the more relevant you become in the marketplace with your advertisements, the more your conversions are.
Okay.
And yeah, you did ask, could you downgrade if you don't see the benefit in it? You can. You can absolutely downgrade and we can put you to that $199 if you don't see it. But I'm very confident because we've been able to do it for our other clients that you're going to see the results and you'll be like, this was the best decision I made.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I want to make sure I have everything correct because we are going to, you know, follow up with Google on this. So I have EJM Electric LLC. Is that the correct business name?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So let's get the right address here so that way we don't have any hiccups. So you're not in Hudson, Florida. What's your address?
The address where I'm located at the moment is, let's see here. I literally just moved here, so.
Oh, did you really? Nice. Congratulations. Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, it's the business legally is based in Hudson, you know, from a legal standpoint for licensing and insurance and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm trying to decipher which area I want to be in. So I'm over here staying in this area. And this is, you know, where I'll be performing all my work. So, you know, obviously I want all the advertising and all that stuff over here, you know, where I'm staying at the moment.
It's 3816 McFarlane Street, Melbourne Beach, Florida.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me make sure I have that correct here. And you said McFarlane Street?
Yep. Is it fairly easy to change the address, need be?
If it need to be, yes, we can change the address and then start populating you to the other city if you want. Like, if you want to go back to, like, Hudson, we'd be able to do that for you.
Okay.
And that's at no extra cost either. That would just be included in your monthly payments.
Okay.
McFarlane Street. And you said what city is that in for Florida?
Melbourne Beach.
Melbourne Beach?
Yep. Are you guys located in Florida? Because I see the 772 number.
We're located in California. We've been here for 18 years, but we do business across the United States, like I said. Okay, here we go. And then that zip code is the 32951. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then for the business number, is it the 772-519-8196?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. And then who built your website? I like it.
Me.
You did? Nice. Okay.
I wanted to blow my brains out with it. Yeah, it was a pain.
Who did you build it with?
My GoDaddy.
Okay. Okay. You got GoDaddy. All right. Good. Then you did it all yourself. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. This is pretty cool. Yeah, I like it. I like the now, did you do the logo yourself as well, or did you have somebody build that for you?
Well, I actually had the logo, but I had a graphic designer kind of change things around and do the coloring and stuff, right?
Okay. Yeah, I like it. It's I like the lightning bolts through it. Kind of reminds me of Zeus.
Yeah.
All right, Evan, what's your last name?
It's Miller.
Miller?
Yep.
Interesting. My stepdad's last name is Miller. That's funny. All right. What's your email address? What is that?
Continue. No, I was going to say it's a very common.
It is a very common last name.
Yeah.
It's funny though. I always tease him because I don't know if you ever seen like the movie like We're the Millers. I'm like. When he's always like, hey, yeah, my name is Wayne Miller. And I'm like, no correlation to where the Millers go. And, you know, he always laughs at that. So.
Yeah.
All right, Evan, what is the email address? So you're going to get everything in writing when we're done here. You're going to get invoice. I'm going to take you through a phone verification as well to protect you. You're going to get that in writing as well. What's a good email address for us to send this to you?
service@EJMElectricLLC.com.
Okay. Okay. And is it just you there, or do you have a crew or anything like that helps you out?
Nope, it's just me.
Just party of one, huh?
Yep.
Okay. And your direct contact for us is at the 772-519-8196, or is that your business phone number?
Nope, they're both the same.
Okay. All right, just want to make sure they're... Okay, let me see. And make sure I just have everything. When did you start your process submitting stuff to Google? Do you know when you started that?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. We'll be able to follow up on that and expedite that process. Okay.
Can you hold on a second again? I apologize about this.
No problem, yeah. You can put me on hold.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
I apologize about that.
You're okay. I understand business calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's okay. But okay, I just want to make sure that this is correct here. So, the card that you're going to secure payment with here, is it the name on the card? Is it your business or is it, Evan Miller?
It has both.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. Okay. And then the billing address for it, is that the, Melbourne Beach
7507.
Area?
Nope.
Okay. Let me change that for you then. Okay. I'm ready for that when you are. 7547, you said?
No, I was going to, the address of the billing address is the 7507, Mako Drive in Hudson.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So. All right, so that's Hudson. Say that address one more time. I'm sorry. I'm a slow typer.
No, that's all right. 7507.
Gotcha.
Mako, M-A-K-O, Drive.
Okay. Drive.
And it's Hudson, Florida?
Hudson, Florida.
And the zip is 34667.
Okay. Just give me one second.
Yeah, you know, like the whole driving factor to get this, you know, Google business setup, is that also on my Angie's list?
Right.
And you know, I want to add reviews to Angie's list, but you can't take reviews from Angie's list and put them onto Google, but you can take them from Google and put them onto Angie's list.
Mm-hmm.
So instead
you know
of asking
why?
8 million people, say that again.
I said, do you know why?
Why is that?
Because you're using... So Google is like a public, it's not public, it's owned, but the thing is that you get to keep all your reviews. Those are specifically yours. So they don't hold those hostage for you, whereas in Angie's List, you're on a third-party platform, so they hold all those reviews, and they don't want you to leave their platform, so they kind of hold those hostage for you. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't get why they do that, but.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't want to be asking people twice to fill out reviews for me, you know, once I get the Google business page set up properly.
Yeah.
I'd much rather put all the reviews into Google and then upload them from Google to Angie's List, so.
Yeah, and one thing too is like everybody is going to search. The first thing they do, they don't like go to their phone and they don't search Angie's.com and then type in everything. They search Google, they go to Google search and then from there they'll find Angie's and then they go to you. So here now with this Google, once they hit that search button for the services you offer, they'll be able to find you directly on Google, which is cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have Hudson, Florida, and then zip code is 34667. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, and then are you going to be doing this with a debit card or a credit card?
It's going to be a debit.
Okay, and is it going to be Master or Visa?
It's going to be a Master.
Okay, I'm ready when you are for the card number.
5348.
Okay.
6000.
Okay.
2258.
Okay.
4343.
Okay. Can I read this back to you just to make sure I have everything correct?
Yep.
Okay. I got 5348-6000. 2258. 43-43.
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. And then the expiration date on it?
0528.
Okay. And then the security code?
826.
826. Gotcha. Okay. And then here at Local Splash, we protect our customers and also ourselves as well, just so that way we know that it's you that's calling in. So we set you up with a security question. So anytime you call us or we call you, we're always going to ask, hey, Evan, thanks for calling Local Splash. What's your mother's maiden name? For example, you tell us that name, that unlocks your account. That way you know it's us and we know it's you, okay? So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have mother's maiden name, I have city you were born in, and then I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what is mother's maiden name?
C-I-E-S-L-A.
C-I-E-S-L-A. Okay. S-L-A. Okay.
No one will ever get that name.
How do you say her name? Sela?
Cisla.
Cisla. Okay. That's a very unique name. I've never heard that name before. So Cisla.
We're the only, her side of the family is the only family in the United States, apparently, with the name.
Well, there you go. You're right. Nobody will ever get that name. That's a good name, though. That is a cool name. Okay. Before I do make the payment, though, and process this for you, I did say I am going to take you through a phone verification, Evan. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through this. Because I do have you on a pre-agreement for a discount, it's an added protection for you that will be sent to you in writing with your invoice, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to walk you through this. If there's something you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me, and I will clarify. Just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean? I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before processing the transaction. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
EJM Electric, LLC.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Evan Miller, owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's the security question that I set up for you with your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 25th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, Evan, so what I am going to do is I'm going to, what does your schedule look like? Let me see here what we got for you. What is your schedule? What's your schedule look like today, later on today? Is it pretty booked out, or I'm going to get you on a call with my tech team. Okay, this is an onboarding call. All right, they're going to go in deep detail on what you already submitted to Google. They're going to make sure we have everything correct. Like my father says, do it the first time correct. That way we don't have to fix it again. Okay, so we're going to make sure we have everything submitted to Google correctly. And then they're going to ask you to give us access. So we're not going to ask for your login, but you're just going to add us to your Facebook so we can run those Facebook ads out for you. Okay. Give them around 30 to 45 minutes that call will be. And then if you have any questions, I'd give yourself an hour for the questions that they ask. You might have follow-up questions. Okay. So what's a good time for you to get on with my tech team? Do you have anything available today, or are you pretty booked today?
No, I'm available today, just not later on in the evening.
Okay, so how later? How much later are you available?
Any time before 5 o'clock.
Any time before 5. Okay. So what if we do this?
Can you do one right now?
I can't because I have to submit everything over to them. So they're not going to come to the call empty-handed. They're definitely going to come to the call with research done on your business. That way the call can go smoother for you. But what I'll do is this. I'm going to put it for – it's 11 a.m. our time. That'll be – 2 p.m. your time. Does that work for you?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. If it doesn't work for you, we can do it on Monday if that's better for you. It's just up to you.
No, I'd rather just get it over and done with. So.
Okay.
That's fine.
So I'm going to set it. Okay. I'm going to set it up for 11 for you. That way we can get rolling with the stuff as well. So your Facebook ads, I am going to say it's going to take 7 to 14 days for us to get that up and running for you, okay? So that's going to be done really quickly, all right? I did mention to you before it's going to take 30 to 45 days for your Google to get to that first page. We are going to set you up with a tracking system as well. You're going to get login credentials for that. So that way you'll be able to see. Yeah.
Continue. I also have Google Ads set up, but I don't.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's necessary.
Okay. we can look into that. If you have Google Ads set up, this works in addition to that. So it's good because you'll be populating on the top of the page, the top in front of the local area, which is great. But once that budget that you've already allocated runs out, because that is like a per-click type deal or per lead, once that does run out, you don't show there anymore. Where this, you'll show there all the time. Okay? So my tech team will be able to look at that, and if you want to scale that back so you don't have to pay for the Google Ads, and you want us to just do this for now, you can take that down, or you can keep it up. It's really just your preference on that.
Okay,
so I'm going to set this up. I'm going to send you an email right now. It's going to come from a Google Calendar. We also did send you a text message right now. Sorry about that. Excuse me. Okay. It says, Evan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to your email on file. There's a link right there. It says mylocalsplash.com/terms. Click on that link. That's our terms and agreement. let me know when that pops up.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. So at the bottom of that, there's a little box that says you're basically the card holder, the authorized user on there. Click the box. Then there's sign your name and click submit signature. And then you're going to come to a login form where it's going to say username and password. Let me know when you're at that username and password, okay?
Yep, I'm there.
Okay, so that's that login form that I said you're going to get your credentials for. We're going to email this to you because, as I was saying, we build you a customized tracking system for you and your business. So you'll be able to see how many clicks you're getting from Google, what keywords you're listed for. You're going to be able to also log in there and check your Facebook ads, how many clicks and how well that's running. And then you're also going to get tracking for the Google. That's optional. Do you want tracking for Google calls? If you do, we will provide you with basically a Google phone number instead of the one you have. But if you don't, it's solely up to you.
No, I'm not interested
in that. Okay. Okay. It was no extra cost. It's just, it comes with the package here. But if you don't want it, we will not put that on. It'll just be your regular phone number. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I just sent you an email. All right. It's coming from C. Mollenkamp, which is my last name. And that's with the Google Calendar. And then that is set up for later on today at 2 p.m. your time, 11 a.m. my time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just accept that. Now, we do have somebody that we're onboarding an hour before you, so I would just give my tech team about 15-minute window right there. So 11, oh, for you it's 10, sorry, for you it's 2 to 2:15. Right in that window, they'll be calling you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Evan, do you have any further questions to me or anything like that? I sent you everything. You have everything in email now. You have your text messages that we've sent out to you as well.
Yeah, I do.
You have a question for me?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I do want to say welcome to Local Splash. All right, I want to be the first one to congratulate you. We are like a family here, so we're going to treat you like a family, and we're going to help you get this Google verification figured out so that way you can start acquiring some more business through there and then get your Facebook up and running very quickly, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Evan, we'll be calling you shortly, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.